USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a Wednesday evening meeting, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced there would be no disciplinary actions taken against Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for past controversial statements. McCarthy did condemn those statements and said that he didn't want to discipline someone for something they said before coming to Congress. He told reporters that unlike the Democrats, Republicans have a history of removing members from committees for inappropriate comments.
Now that you're a member of Congress, now it's a responsibility of our conference to hold people accountable. And you know the unique thing is? We have a long history of doing that, just as we were going to change something here. It's on the Democratic side that it's very difficult that they don't ever do that. When Omar made her comments, Wooten kept her on foreign affairs. We removed Steve King when he made comments as a member of Congress. What's unfortunate is that Democrats don't keep that same standard.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Negotiations continue in Congress over the size of a COVID relief package, with President Biden telling House Democrats Wednesday that he's willing to negotiate with Republicans who are seeking a smaller package than his $1.9 trillion proposal. But the president emphasized a fear of going too small to fully address the pandemic and its economic effects. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says her state has been hit particularly hard by the pandemic. The New York Democrat tells CNN that she believes GOP negotiators are unwilling to take the steps to meet the need of the suffering.
The reality of what's happening in my state is horrible. And so we need a generous and robust and bold package. We need something that actually adds to food stamps and to pandemic EBT, one that adds to housing, to healthcare workers, to job training. And that's what the Republicans are unwilling to do. They are willing to do money for vaccines. Everyone is. But they're not willing to go the extra step to meet the need of the suffering.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Public health officials in the UK have identified a worrying mutation in coronavirus samples that may reduce the effectiveness of existing vaccines. This on top of other variants that have been shown to be more transmissible than the original virus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells MSNBC that while there's still much to learn about these new variants, the basic methods of infection prevention remain the same.
We know that some of the variants have increased transmissibility. There's increasing data that suggests that some of the variants, the B117 variant, may actually be lead to increased mortality. And the jury is still out with regard to how these vaccines are going to work with regard against these variants. We have to be, follow the science, and we are learning more and more about whether our public health measures, our mitigation measures, our mask wearing, our distancing will be fully effective against these variants, but we have every reason to believe that they will. And the more case reporting that we are looking at with the variants that are emerging, the more we're actually finding that they were happening when masks and distancing weren't happening. So it's in fact the same disease, and we believe right now that if you follow the mask guidance, you follow the distancing guidance, the lack of gathering, and you don't gather, that you should be protected against these variants. What we know is that they'll probably be less forgiving when we don't follow that guidance.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.